Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sixer Sense podcast. I'm your host Lucas with Chris, and Chris, so let me ask you, before we get into your master list, which I'm sure you're going to explain in a minute, is there anybody in Summer League that has proven you right or wrong based off your pre-draft analysis?
That's a great question. I would say I think Braden Burries has been very impressive. I wasn't mm-hmm. the highest on him coming in, but he's done a really awesome job for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Conversely, Nate Amint, until his previous game, was quite bad. So, he was always going to need some time. I don't think we can take anything definitive away from Summer League, but really impressed by Braden Burries. Not so much by Nate Amint.
I mean, to be fair, I'm kind of underwhelmed by Darius Acuff so far, but I don't know. Maybe he's just pushing it too much.
Yeah. I really wish he had gone somewhere that wasn't Sacramento. I just think that's not the best.
Is Sacramento good for anybody? No.
No. So I am a little worried about Acuff. But again, Summer League is not the end all be all. Keaton Wogler, also a little concerned. I was slightly lower on him, I think, than most people. I did not think he was the best guard at five at all, but I think he will look better with NBA players around him. He's not asked to do quite so much, so I'm not like panicking about him or anything. I think Boozer looks great. All the top four guys look great.
Yeah,
Alan Graves looks really good for Toronto.
Let's not forget about our own guys here. LeBaron Filon didn't have a bad game until game five, and you could argue he still put up decent, assist numbers. So,
yeah. Filon looks great. No one else on the Sixers.
Wait. You didn't like the two game domination of Jahni Broome? Get out the broomsticks.
Broome looked good for a couple games. I would say our Isaac Johnson takes did not age super well. I'm not sure anyone else on that roster is gonna sniff the NBA.
Just because, like, Maddox is just so small and not a point guard, I don't see it either.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I like Duke Miles, but he hasn't really done much of anything for us here.
This has been the LeBaron show. Not the LeBron show. This could have been a LeBron show if he had actually announced his decision. I believe he's already made it. He's just making us sweat it out now.
Yeah, I can buy that. He had, we're recording on Thursday, so he had the big Fanatics Fest pod today with Tyrese Halliburton, and he did not reveal his destination. Shocking, I know. Seems like maybe next week is when we're going to get something. That seems to be the vibe. I don't know. Obviously,
I don't know why he's waiting so long. I guess, I don't know, to get past Summer League, so it's just the only thing in the news. Who knows?
Yeah, LeBron is very aware of where he is in the news cycle. So I could see that being part of the deal. But otherwise, I don't know. Maybe he hasn't decided yet. Maybe he...
I feel like he has. But enough about LeBron. This episode isn't about you. If you sign with us, we will do an emergency pod, I'm sure, at some point that day. But we are going to talk about Chris's favorite thing to do, my favorite thing to do to Chris, which is critique his list. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, Lucas, I've ranked my top 100 players. Obviously, this is an early, early preseason list. It's July.
This is early for you. Yeah, I was not expecting this.
But I don't know. I figured, why not? Let's have some fun.
It's the ball.
A lot of guys are coming back from injury this year, so those guys were a little difficult to pin down, like the Dame Lillards of the world,
Halliburtons. Respectfully, of course. Yeah, I get it.
We'll get to that. I put them on the list. I figured, why not? But obviously, I don't feel great about their ranking relative to others, maybe. All right, Lucas, we're going to go in chunks of five here so we can really dig into it. I'll go first through some guys who I respectfully did not put on the list. Shout out to Brandon Ingram.
Wow. Guy that averaged over 20 points a game last year.
Shout out to Tyler Hero in the Bucks.
Wow. Another guy that averaged over 20 points per game last year, but he was injured. So I kind of get it.
Shout out to Josh Giddey in the Bulls.
Wow, really? Okay, that one shocks me.
He was close. Jaskudi is a fine player.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't put Fred VanVleet on just because I don't know. He's small, 30.
He's small. He's getting old and coming out off an Achilles. Yeah, I get it.
I could that could look silly. Fred VanVleet was very good before he got hurt.
I mean, I think all four of them could be silly, but okay.
Yeah, RJ Barrett, good player. I wanted to put him on there. He nearly missed the cut. Same for Onyeka Okongwu, good player. A lot of good players.
That I can understand a little bit more.
Tobias Harris missed the cut. Sorry, pal.
I'm not mad about that one.
I really wanted to put Sandro Mamukelashvili, newly of the Los Angeles Lakers.
I can't do that yet. No,
I dug into some of the numbers and some of the. He's a really fun and a like really good at a lot of different things, but he just barely missed the cut for me. Same with Cedric Cowher. He was my 101. So shout out to him. He'll be on the list sometime next year, I'm sure. All right, Lucas. At number 100, out of the Charlotte Hornets, we got Musa Diabate.
Yet again, out of your honorable mentions, I think there are some better. But I also know that you are a little bit of a, I don't care if you can score, what else can you do for me type of guy.
Like, man, I'm following my truth. Musa is a great rebounder, great defender.
I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to be on the list. Big I'm impact. Just surprised that he's ahead of some of those other guys. Not all good of them, player. But some of them.
99. Yeah. Cameron Johnson of the Nuggets.
He had a bad year, dude. He had a bad year.
He finished strong. They were still much better with him on the floor. I anticipate a bounce back.
If you say so.
98 from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ayo Dosunmu.
That seems low.
Okay.
I actually felt like he deserved higher. Now, I don't think he deserved his contract. I think that was a bad deal, but I think that he in himself is a better player.
That's fair. I could see him moving up. 97. We don't know where he's going to play next year yet, but Peyton Watson of the Denver Nuggets as of last season. We'll see where he signs, what the number is.
I just think the sample size is still too small on that one.
Very fair. Totally reasonable take. 96. Out of the Memphis Grizzlies, Cam Spencer. I think one of the more underrated players in the NBA.
He's have Cam Spencer over Tyler Hero and Brandon.
100%.
Chris.
Yeah. He's one of the best shooters in the league. Crazy smart. Amazing assist to turnover numbers. Decent defender. Like, Cam Spencer, I think, is super underrated and really helps the team in a lot of ways.
See, you shouldn't have told me your honorable mentions. You really shouldn't have. That's crazy. Okay.
Cam Spencer, very, very good player. I'm staking my claim there.
You can stake it, but it's a bad stake. The vampire still lives. That's what I'll say about that stake.
I'll be proven right, I'm sure. 95. From the Houston Rockets. Tari Eason. I love Tari Eason.
He got buried a little bit last year.
He did, but I still believe.
Okay.
Awesome defender, awesome rebounder, plays super hard. I'm still riding with Tari Eason. 94. Don't really know what to do with this guy again, but Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers.
I honestly don't know. I get it. That one I would have understood if you left off because we don't know what's going to happen with a smallish guard over the age of like 33 coming off an Achilles injury. The good news for Dame is that his game never really relied on athleticism to begin with.
Yeah. I don't know what that Portland team is going to look like next year.
You have and it doesn't sound like they're going to trade any of those guards.
No. So I assume Dame starts next to Ja. That seems to be the plan. I don't have a lot of confidence in that plan.
I think I would start Drew and Ja. If you feel like you're compelled to start Ja,
I would start.
Yeah, I think Drew would be the better fit. And then have Dame be your ultra-powered sixth man.
I agree. No, yeah. Whether Dame is on board with that and what they feel they owe Dame in Portland, I don't know, but we'll see what happens. 93. Another small guard with some defensive troubles. Out of the Washington Wizards, Trae Young. $212 million man, Trae Young, in 93. We'll see.
Look, I think there's a version of Trae Young that can be a top 50 player or even top 40 player. I think the problem is he takes too many like his shot selection is terrible. Like I think Trae Young, if used properly, could be like a 16 point per game on good efficiency and 12 assist a game type guy. I think that's the type of guy that Trae Young should aspire to be, not a 20 plus point per game scorer.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm really interested to see how it works this season in Washington. If he scales down and plays the distributor, 100% it could work. I've defended Trae Young for a very, very long time. Even I have to admit these past couple years have been pretty rough.
Just ill-advised shot selection. That's his biggest problem. That was his problem back in college, too. Like, he just forces too much, but... Like, if you're going to be that heavy, like, you know, usage rate, like, I would prefer him personally, just like I said before, be a distributor. Average 16 to 18 points a game. Average 11 to 13 assists a game. Like, that is your bread and butter. You have the playmaking skills. Do it.
Yeah, I don't disagree. 92. Hailing from the New Orleans Pelicans. Herb Jones.
Seems appropriate. Great defender. Yeah, seems appropriate. Don't hate it.
91. Another Portland Trailblazer. The big fella, Donovan Clingan.
Yeah. Honestly, might be a little bit low, but, you know, it is what it is.
I kind of felt that way. I don't think he was as good as maybe we wanted him to be last year.
I think he still has another step in development. Yeah. And I think, like, look, he's already shooting threes at a decent percentage, but I would like for him to have a little bit more post-game than what he currently has. And we also have to remember this upcoming season, his scoring numbers might be down, and it's not his fault because he has to share with that many guards, plus Denny.
Yeah, and, like, I think the guards can help him in other ways, but I like Clingan a lot. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time.
Yeah.
91, again, there are a lot of players coming back, a lot of good players in general, so not a disrespect whatsoever. All right, the next five, Lucas, starting at number 90, hailing from the defending Western Conference champions in San Antonio, Devin Vassell.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did De'Aaron Fox make your list?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
He did. All right. Okay. 89. Another Portland Trailblazer. Another big man. Robert Williams III.
See, now, Chris, no. No, I have to put my foot down. He's
such a good defender, man.
I get that he's such a good defender, but, like, availability.
It's totally valid.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, you can't tell me he's better than, as a player as a whole, that he's better than Tyler Hero or Brandon Ingram. Okay, so, this is what I've noticed with your rankings. Like, you don't like guys that aren't, like, fit into a particular role. Like, you don't like... Like, you like high-level role players over, like, guys who can get numbers, but not necessarily more... You don't like guys that are more skilled, but don't always translate to winning.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think being a winning player is important. And I think being able to play both sides of the ball is important. Like, with Ingram, I feel like he's such a harmful player sometimes when he tries to...
Look, I mean, he's what, a two-time All-Star, point forward. I believe he
was 9 points per 100 better with him off the floor last year.
See, that's that advanced analytics stuff.
It's
Chris.
Not even advanced. They were just straight up better with him off the floor last year. Like,
then look, I think they if he was playing in that Cleveland series, they would have won that Cleveland series. They needed offense.
I think he was really bad in that Cleveland series. Like,
they were winning that series with him until he got out, and then they botched it.
I don't think they were not winning because of him, though, is what my personal take on that series. But it was close. Brandon Ingram's not a bad player. I understand your point. Totally valid argument. 88.
For over 70 years, Sports Illustrated has set the standard for sports storytelling. Now's your chance to be part of it. Subscribe to the magazine today at si.com/SIPodOffer and experience the game like never before.
Mm-hmm. From the New York Knicks, Josh Hart.
Okay, I don't hate it. That seems like an appropriate range for him.
87. Now of the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
First time All-Star, Norm Powell.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
There's your bucket getter guy. Okay.
Yeah, but he's so efficient doing it.
Exactly. That's important.
But he's also so old.
Yeah, we'll see how that ages. I'm not as old on him.
I mean, but... look, 22 for 2 years for a guy that just made an All-Star team.
I think Chicago's a really good fit for him. I think
they need his scoring.
So I think he'll have a good year in Chicago. I don't know if the Bulls will be good. I think they'll be fun.
I'm actually really interested to see how Bouzelis and Caleb Wilson fit together. I really am. I'm curious to see how that works. Because I see them both kind of as like power forwards and not small forwards. I mean, they can play small forward, but one of them is going to be out of position for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's totally fair. And also worth noting, I did not put rookies on this list.
That I figured that makes sense. We don't have a fair analysis of them yet.
All right, 86, another Memphis Grizzly, Ty Jerome, was really good in the 15 games he played last year.
See, I can't. Also, that's
the
15...
third place sixth man of the year guy the year before. He's done it. He's been doing it for a while.
I don't know. If you're going to have him in there, I guess the 90s would have made me feel better about it than the 80s.
Okay.
And yet again, like, let's go back to the Norman Powell thing. Yeah, I get that he's an all-star and a bucket getter, but, like, I just think Josh Giddey impacts the game so many different ways. And he's efficient now, too.
I think Josh Giddey... I have my concerns about Josh Giddey.
I know you don't like him as a person, and that's fine.
No, not even as a person. It's like a player. I think the defense is problematic, and I think I don't really trust him fully as a scorer, but I understand your point again. Giddey could totally prove me wrong this year. I think, again, the Bulls are going to be very fun, and he's going to be a big part of setting all those guys up. He's got some awesome finishers next to him this season. So
I mean, they're going to be playing fast because you got two athletic wings in Bouzelis and Wilson. Norm is going to be scoring it, and then you got Nick Claxton, one of the fastest centers in the NBA, honestly.
So, yeah,
honestly,
to be proven wrong.
There's a scenario where I think, like, they don't do a tank job this year. I think they're in the play-in. I think, depending on how much you like Caleb Wilson.
Yeah, I think that might be a year or two away still, but I could see it for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
85. New member of the Boston Celtics, Mitchell Robinson.
I thought you were going to say Paul George.
No.
Mitch in the 80s is appropriate. That's fine.
Awesome rebounder, awesome defender. 84. From the Orlando Magic, point guard, combo guard, Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, don't hate it. Had a down year shooting this year.
Yeah. The offense is a bit worrisome, but very smart, very hard player, plays hard.
They're definitely better with him on the court.
Awesome defender. Yeah, they were much better with him on the floor last year. 83, from the Washington Wizards. A guy I could see having a big year if all of what they have going on works. Alex Starr.
Yeah, he could make a big jump this year. I mean, so, like, who's playing center?
I think it'll be AD at the 5 and Starr at the 4. with.
I mean, yeah, I like the idea of Sarr at the four, to be honest with you. I do.
Yeah. Like when I was would be an awesome defensive front court for as long as AD is healthy.
I guess the question is, I mean, yeah, Sarr actually shot pretty efficiently from three last year, didn't he? What was it, like 38%?
Yeah, I mean, he can stretch the floor a bit. AD can pretend to shoot. I we'll see how Devonta's shooting translates, but they'll have Trey. They'll have
and even Trey if Johnson. You know, even if AD's out, like you can still start Aiden next to him. And while I know Aiden's a big drop off, I'm not denying that. Obviously, he's not on your list here.
I think Aiden is a good backup center who can eat some starter minutes when he has to, which is fine. I think that was a totally reasonable move for them.
Mm-hmm.
82, Lucas. From the Philadelphia 76ers, VJ Edgecombe.
Feels kind of low.
Obviously could move up the board this year.
Can he?
Yeah.
There's more mouths to feed.
I think he can. We'll see how it all works out. But
I think the way that happens is if he becomes a quote-unquote true point guard and he averages like 6 or 7 assists a game.
Yeah, I think
and if I don't just, see that's really his game.
If he's just a more efficient version of what we saw last year, I think he'll move up. I think if he defends and hits shots and finishes consistently, he'll be really, really good.
Fair.
They're going to really need him to defend. 81. Mm-hmm. From the Charlotte Hornets now. Mm-hmm. Naz Reid.
Okay.
80. From the Oklahoma City Thunder. Cason Wallace.
Could be high. Well, no, they kept everybody, didn't they? They only traded Isaiah Joe, and who was the other guy they traded?
Aaron Wiggins. Yeah.
That's not going to give Wallace any extra time. Now, I honestly thought they were going to move off of Lu Dort. I honestly thought they were. And then that's where I thought Cason Wallace was going to get the big bump in minutes. But it didn't happen.
I guess they want another. I mean, it could, but it seems like they want to keep it together, which I respect.
I just, like, so, like, I'm working on an article for FanSided right now, and I'm doing, like, the 10 worst contracts this season. There's one from OKC that I have on the list. Do you want to guess which one that is?
Chet?
No.
Then I don't know.
Yeah, it was the Kendrick Williams. Pay that man the minimum. Don't give him $5 million.
No, I mean, he's better than that. Kendrick Williams is a good player.
Kendrick is a good player, but he doesn't play enough to justify it.
I mean, they don't have that many forwards. They need someone in that spot.
Well, and until they use him more, it feels like an overpay. But anyway.
I think it's an underpay, honestly. And it's, you know, I would never begrudge a team for having too much depth. But can they afford to pay everyone like that? We'll see. 79, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
New member of the Brooklyn Nets. Your favorite player, Julius Randle.
I mean, after this season, I can't be mad about that. He's in the 70s. I'll take it.
78. Mm-hmm. Still a member of the Sacramento Kings somehow. Domantas Sabonis.
So, can we just pause for a second here? Did the Sacramento Kings have the worst offseason of any team? Because they, outside of waving DeMar, they didn't make any important, like, they didn't get off the contracts that they needed to get off of.
I don't know what they were supposed to do. I don't think anyone wants those contracts, unfortunately. Domas is tough because he might be the one guy who has some shred of value. And I just don't think they were going to get as much as they wanted out of that. LaVine, I think, is a complete sunk cost at this point, unfortunately. You know, cutting DeMar was fine. That's what you got to do. But Sabonis had kind of a wonky down year. He was hurt a bunch. We'll see what happens. I still think he can be very good and very helpful in the regular season, at least. Maybe not on that team, but
I think Sabonis. I don't know what team could use Sabonis at this point. That's the other issue. Like,
that's
what
the team? Thing, yeah.
Yeah, and like Zach is like, you would trade him for another bad contract.
Yeah, I mean, there was all that Charlotte buzz, especially with Nas now. I don't think that's a real path.
Like Milwaukee, you could package, let's say, Turner and Kuzma. But if you're like Sacramento, do you really want three more years of Turner? Probably not.
Yeah, and if I'm the Bucks, I don't know if I'm going to be giving up what little assets I have to.
Well, you don't have to give up any assets. You're getting off of an expired contract. I don't know if you're going to take
Turner's contract for free. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens. The Kings are going to be really bad. I don't know how any other way it goes, but 77, Lucas, from the Golden State Warriors. And no, it's not LeBron James. It's Kristaps Porzingis. Another guy who just needs to be healthy.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll look, see. He had the worst numbers of his career since his the second worst numbers of his career outside of his rookie year. So, like, look, I get it. I get it. The guy hasn't been healthy, been dealing with this weird, like, blood thing, and I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But, yeah, he's if he's healthy, like, that's a great fit there. But I just don't see him being healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they paid him to be healthy, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, did they? Because, like, him healthy is, like, over $30 million. He got $20 million for 2 years.
Yeah, I think it's a totally reasonable contract.
I think the only thing that I don't like about that contract is that there's a player option.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I think that's one of those things where if you are trying to get LeBron, you want to put the best team on the floor. He does make you a lot better in theory when he's out there. They know more about his health situation than we do. So maybe
that's true.
Maybe they feel good about it, but
yeah. All right.
76 from the Toronto Raptors. Colin Murray Boyles.
I knew it. Okay. Look, he could make a big, I think he should be their starting center next year.
I agree.
Full stop. Will he? Probably not, because they paid Jakob Poeltl a crap ton of money.
Yeah, I think either way, he'll have a very big impact and a very big role. He was, like, ridiculous in the playoffs for a rookie. I'm very excited about my Colin Murray Boyle stock. Feeling good about it. 75, Lucas. There's one Milwaukee Buck on this list, I believe, and it is Ryan Rollins.
See, Chris, you can't tell me in good faith that you think Ryan Rollins is a more skilled player than Tyler Hero.
Skilled isn't a part of it. It's not about, like, pure skill. Ryan Rollins is a very good defender.
Okay,
efficient scoring season.
Okay, so then this list isn't the best 100. This is the best fit into your role type player.
It's the 100 best players. Being skilled does not make you a good... Yes, Tyler Hero is a great shooter.
He's a great shooter. He can play. He's a solid playmaker. Not a good defender. I'll give you that. But
you can play Tyler Hero off the floor. You can't really do that with Ryan Rollins. He's a 6'5" guard who also shot very well. He's probably a better facilitator, and he's an awesome defender. Like I think that's a more valuable player in today's NBA than Tyler Hero.
All right. I think we're just not going to agree on this one.
I think
most of the internet is not going to agree with you either.
That's fine. I'll put it on the internet. I'll make a graphic
or something. Well, I mean, it's going to be on the internet. This is going to be on Fansided, correct?
That's right. I'll even put it in writing and put it on TikTok and see what people think. I'm sure they'll be very kind in the comments.
So kind.
74. Mm-hmm. From the Atlanta Hawks. CJ McCollum.
Honestly, I really liked his fit in Atlanta. I think he's what they need, a score, like a combo, can kind of play make, but also score and shoot a lot type of guard that you need to have with that defensive unit. I think, because look, and I was talking to our friend Uriah. We were talking about, player comparisons. Jalen Johnson, which I knew he will probably be in the upper half of this list. I am hoping within the top 25, we will see. Wow. Okay. Well, your face told it all. Anyway, he's basically what he is, the realized version of Ben Simmons. He is what Ben Simmons was supposed to be, you know, with a jump shot, with every other skill. You cannot tell me that otherwise. I will not listen to you. But having a combo guard like CJ really helps unlock him because it takes away some of the playmaking. This outside shooting, you can play off of him. And like, yeah, no, I think Atlanta could be a problem next year. I think Atlanta can be a problem next year, especially if Jalen Johnson takes another step. Totally possible. And even if he doesn't, a 22-10 and 8 guy, gonna look.
It's a good player.
Great player.
All right. 73, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
From the Portland Trailblazers, we're back. Jrue Holiday.
I honestly am surprised you don't have him higher. I know he's one of your favorites.
Me too. He's very good. 72. From the OKC Thunder. Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah, that seems about right.
71. From the Utah Jazz. Keontae George.
I get it. I do. I guess if he has another season like he did last year, then yeah. It's going to be interesting how him and Peterson meld. I don't think it's going to be an easy union for those two, to be honest. I think there's going to be some growing pains with that backcourt.
Yeah, there definitely is some overlap there. I think Utah is going to be a very talented team, and I trust
Jordy
a lot as a coach. So I'm banking on Utah being pretty darn good next year if they're healthy. But I can see your concerns there. It'll be on Peterson really to show growth as a playmaker and a guy who can.
I think Peterson is going to have to be willing to be take a back seat.
I think Peterson is very good off the ball and can do that. I think in a perfect world, if you're drafting him too, you want Keontae to be the guy that's kind of taking the back seat sometimes. But it'll be a push and pull. We'll see how it balances out.
Yeah.
70. From the San Antonio Spurs. De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
69. From the Oklahoma City Thunder. Still better than Tobias Harris. Alex Caruso.
Okay. He is now. I would say now he is, yeah. Back then, I'll still hold my ground back then, but now I will agree with you now.
You know the meme of like the two astronauts and the always has been meme? That's my take.
I don't remember that meme, but I'll send it to me later.
Okay, I will. 68. From the Portland Trailblazers somehow. And another guy I have no clue what to do with. Ja Morant.
Yeah, honestly, that's fair, because he could go one or two ways, honestly. Like, seriously, he could bounce back, or it could feel like Brandon Jennings 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good last year in those, like, 8 games that he played, but we'll see what they do in Portland. I don't know. 67. From the reigning champion, New York Knicks, Mikal Bridges.
I don't know. Felt like he was a little. I almost feel like Josh Hart was more important to them than Mikal was.
I think that's fair. I think Mikal finished.
Mikal does a lot of good stuff. I'm not saying that. I just feel like him.
Yeah, Mikal finished stronger than he started the playoffs, I would say. It was kind of a weird up and down year for him. I still believe in, like, conceptually a guy who can defend like that and play every game and hit threes and do a little bit of the in-between stuff. But this will be an interesting season for him and for the Knicks in general. I think he's still very good. I think that was just a very talented lineup. But we'll see. 66. From the Charlotte Hornets. Brandon Miller.
Okay.
65 from the New Orleans Pelicans. Trey Murphy III.
I'm surprised you don't have him higher. I know he's one of your favorites.
I like him a lot. 64 from the Atlanta Hawks. Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
He could make a bigger jump next year, depending.
And a very big year. I like him a lot. 63, Cleveland Cavaliers center, Jared Allen.
Yeah, that seems about right.
62, from the Detroit Pistons, Asar Thompson.
Yeah. Okay, but like, you talk about guys getting played off the floor in the playoffs, he's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, he has to improve offensively, for sure. I think he was one of the five best defenders in the world last year, which buys him some leeway. But
I guess
Detroit needs to figure something out offensively, obviously. We'll see what Ibaka Okoro can do this year. I don't know if I would rely on a rookie to solve my problems as a number one seed. But
so, like, hot take, what if you have John Collins come off the bench and you play Asar Thompson at the four?
I would be supportive, probably.
I just don't think he can play on the perimeter. I think you got to, I mean, obviously fours play on the perimeter nowadays, but you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely defend on the perimeter. I think you want him to be kind of a, you know, again, like what we thought Ben Simmons could be, like a guy who can handle and get downhill and pass, but also you want him to set screens and roll to the rim and be a guy in the dunker spot, catch lobs, that kind of thing, which he's better at than Ben, like by a lot, but you maybe want to see more of it this year. Yeah. 61, Lucas, another Atlanta Hawk. Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, that seems right. He had a down. Yeah, last year was a little bit of a down year for him. Not quite as impactful defensively, but yeah.
Yeah, I still think he's one of the very best perimeter defenders in the NBA. The offense is definitely a challenge at times, but they, you know, he can still get downhill. Still a pretty good passer, and they were still much better when he was on the floor last year. 60. The second and final Brooklyn Net on the list is Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah, I think 60 is about right. Do it in a winning situation, and then we can talk about getting a higher ranking.
I agree. We'll see if maybe this year's a winning situation. We'll put your Julius Randle theory to the test.
I mean, look, it will be either beautiful or chaotic basketball, and I don't know which one's which.
I think it will be very chaotic, but I also think Jordy Fernandez is a very good coach. So I'm interested. I'm intrigued. 59, Charlotte Hornets, Con Knipl.
Yeah, okay.
Another one where, like, we'll see how it goes this year without LaMelo. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like.
I'm a little concerned. And it's not even necessarily him. It's the lack of size now.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. But Con was very good last year, and I think he's more than a shooter. 58. From the LA Clippers.
Yeah.
Point guard, Darius Garland.
Okay.
57, from the Memphis Grizzlies. Another guy coming back from an injury, Zach Edey.
Could make a bigger jump. We'll see.
I agree.
I really want to... It feels like Memphis is going back to being like a heavy post-up team between him and Cam, which I'm all for. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of interior buckets with that team this upcoming year.
I agree. They're going to be very strong and very physical. I think Cam's going to play more of a perimeter game than maybe folks think.
I'm not saying that he can't shoot threes, clearly.
No, I think he's going to be like handling the ball and taking pull-up threes and that kind of thing.
Do you think his game is like the non-athletic version of Paolo's game? It kind of feels like that a little bit.
I don't think he's as non-athletic as you think he is.
He's like, that's... No, I'm not saying that he's like, he can't... He's not like Nikola Jokic unathletic, but like, Like, yeah, he can get air, but like his dad could also get air, but like he can't. I don't know. It's a different type of athleticism.
I think like laterally he moves better than folks think he does. I think he can like handle and do a lot of the stuff, frankly, that Paolo can do with the ball. He's not going to get up and dunk on guys, but I think he's going to be a very versatile and kind of malleable player.
Yeah, I mean, we will see.
56. All I know.
Yeah.
From the OKC Thunder, AJ Mitchell.
Yeah, that seems right.
All right. 55 from the Boston Celtics, Derek White.
Wow, you don't have him in the top 50. He could be higher.
Could be higher.
I'm proud of you.
I'll probably end up putting him higher. 54 from the Spurs, Stephon Castle.
He's right on the border of being a top 50 player.
I can see him getting there this year. I thought the non-Fox minutes with him were pretty rough. I don't think he's really ready to be like a point guard, but
awesome. And also just the lack of consistent outside shooting too doesn't.
Yeah, I like Steph Castle as much as the next guy, but think he needs to make some improvements. Mm-hmm. 53. Got a new contract this season with the LA Lakers, Austin Reeves. I am realizing, as I am saying this, that I did not put Walker Kessler on here, so some of these guys are going to be bumped down a spot with all due respect to Musa Diabate, who's about to get knocked off. I will figure out where I'm going to put Walker Kessler here. I'll find a spot right now. All right, I found a spot. So White is 56, really. Steph Castle is 55. Austin Reeves is 54. Every other number I just said, guys, move it down one. I apologize.
So Walker Kessler is 52.
Austin Reeves is 54.
Okay.
Paolo Banchero is 53. From the Orlando Magic.
Are you saying that Walker Kessler is better than Walker played 5 games last year, sir. Five games.
You know what? Sure. I'll put Kessler at 53. I'll just attach him with Reeves for now. And I'll put Paolo at 52.
Okay. And at 51, I was about to say, Paolo had his best playmaking year yet.
He did.
And after Franz went down, the team, I'm not going to say it was thriving, but they had an identity, and it was working.
I think that playoff run bought Paolo a lot of grace. 51 is his teammate, Franz Wagner.
Yeah, I know you were going to have Franz higher.
50 from the Houston Rockets, Alperen Şengün. Needs a bounce back year, is all I'll say.
I honestly don't think the KD experiment is working out there. I think they need to move on from him.
I don't disagree.
Honestly, 59. I wouldn't be surprised if you have KD in the top 40.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have KD in the top 40. Trust me. 49, another teammate from the Rockets, Amen Thompson.
Okay. Still needs to learn how to shoot.
48 from the Indiana Pacers, who I am hoping have the bounce back year that we all think they can.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Nimhard.
Oh, I thought this is where Zubac was going. Okay. All right. I'm interested.
47.
Okay.
Is Kyrie Irving from the Dallas Mavericks?
We'll see. That's a question mark for me.
Could be too high. Could be too low. 46 is Ivica Zubac of the Indiana Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a concerned look? Or
No. I'm thinking. Right. I'm just like, where do you have Pascal Siakam? Because I wasn't expecting Nembhard to make the list, to be honest with you. I get that he had a career year, but that was because Halliburton was out. He's not going to be. He's going to be like their fourth or fifth starter at that.
I thought Nimhard was very good in their finals run as a complimentary guy.
Yeah, but that was 2 years ago.
I don't think he's gotten worse.
Okay.
45. From the Timberwolves. Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah.
44. From the Boston Celtics.
Paul George.
Paul George.
Yeah. Might be a little bit too high. If you're taking playoffs, see, he's just so up and down. It's hard.
A health thing. If he's healthy.
But, like, I think he was healthy during the Knicks series and looked like trash after the first 8 minutes of every game.
Yeah. I think it's one of those where he could be better than that. But if he gets hurt again, I'm very worried. So I want to pay my respects to Paul George for what he did those last couple months. But we shall see.
You mean getting suspended for 25 games? Okay.
Best thing he's done in a while. 43 from the New Orleans Pelicans. Another guy where it's like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Zion Williamson.
He was actually healthy this year, relatively speaking.
He's very good, and like, but not as good as he's been in the past. And I think the Pelicans...
Well, didn't they have him on a minutes restriction for like 28 minutes a game?
Yeah, and I think the Pelicans are in the Kings zone of just being a completely awful place to put anyone, unfortunately. And not a team I would want to play for or to see my client play for if I was an agent.
Yeah.
So, Zion is awesome. And if he's healthy and he's out there and he's doing his thing, is really much better than the 43rd best player in the world. But it's just so hard to trust him at this point.
That's fair.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So, speaking of guys who I don't know what to do with and can't really fully trust at this stage of their career, let's go to Golden State. And give a mention to Jimmy Butler. We'll see when he's even back. Older non-shooting guy who is coming off a torn ACL is not my favorite setup, but he was still very good last year before the injury, flaws and all. So I love Jimmy. Hopefully he can bounce back. We'll see. 41, Lucas.
Yeah.
From the Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Is power forward Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I just, health. Last year was pretty bad.
Yep, I agree. A lot of these guys, a lot of players in the NBA are getting hurt. Maybe they should do something about that. 40, from the Spurs. Point guard, backup point guard, question mark, Dylan Harper.
That's...
Good player.
Yeah, he is.
Really, really good player.
Yeah, he is. Should be starting over De'Aaron Fox. Let's say De'Aaron Fox is the third. De'Aaron Fox needs to be traded.
If they can get someone to take that contract. I do think there's like a harmonious way for those guys to work together. I think Fox helps Castle especially a lot.
I think Fox needs to be the one coming off the bench.
The Castle-Harper minutes were really not that great, but Fox's playoff run was so brutal.
I just think if I'm San Antonio, I'm really thinking about bringing Fox off the bench.
I would agree, but they're paying him max money and there are egos. Who knows how that works? But 38 from the Utah Jazz, Larry Markkanen.
Okay, I mean health. I mean, that wasn't completely on him, obviously, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Don't hate it. Don't love it. It's just, it is what it is. What did he even average yet last year? Hang on, I don't even know what he averaged.
He averaged a lot of points. 26, 7, and 2.
Really? Yeah. I guess so. Okay. All right.
37.
Mm-hmm.
From the Indiana Pacers, Pascal Siakam.
Okay.
I still believe. 36. From the Cleveland Cavaliers, we think. James Harden.
I guess. Wait, I don't know.
Between Harper and Markkanen. It's 39 with Desmond Bane.
I think James is like a top like 40 to 50 player, not in the 30s anymore. I don't think so at this point, but it's I could be wrong.
He's such a like floor raiser in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff stuff I can't really defend anymore, but for posterity, Desmond Bane was 39, Lauri Markkanen was 38, Pascal was 37, and James was 36.
Here's the crazy part. Desmond Bane was brought in to be the third fiddle to, you know, Paolo and Franz, and he had a better season than both.
He still kind of is, even if he's their best player. 35. We'll add it to the list of guys I don't know what to do with. From the Washington Wizards, Anthony Davis. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
Question mark. 34. The All-NBA center who no one wants to pay. For the Detroit Pistons, we think. Jalen Duren.
Yeah, this is getting ugly.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
He was so good in the regular season. They still need to re-sign him. They have really left themselves no other option at this point with the Stewart trade and whatnot. But
I mean, they could always sign and trade for Sabonis.
They could. I think that would maybe not be the best thing.
I've tried to talk myself into that.
They could do a sign and trade. I think the Kings should try to do that.
I think that it was reported that they were looking at that early on in free agency. I don't think Detroit
wants to do that. And really, they have all the leverage since he's restricted. Like,
yeah.
Unless he takes a qualifying offer, and even then, he just becomes like a super awesome trade piece on a super cheap contract. So,
yeah.
We'll see. 33. Uh-huh. From the Minnesota Timberwolves, your favorite player. I've heard you say that you really respect this guy's game. Rudy Gobert.
You know, I'm just going to say you're lucky that I don't want to speak sign language right now. But no. No, that being said, I mean, it's fine if he's... I mean, I would probably have him in the 40s or 50s, but that's fine if you have him here. It is what it is. I've given up trying to convince you that he's horrible.
Thanks. 32. Mm-hmm. From the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flatt.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
Obviously, he could end up much higher this year.
Good.
31. From the Portland Trailblazers. Denny Avdija.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably have him like top 25, but I'm not gonna be mad about that.
Alright. 30. From the OKC Thunder. Chet Holmgren. I bumped him down.
I'm sure you did.
He's lower than he was last time we did this.
Oh, I know. You had him like 20 or 17 or something like that. I just got to see how he looks at this season, see if he's going to pull a Ben Simmons or not.
Yeah, I don't think very many players pull a Ben Simmons. I think that was kind of a unique set of circumstances. Now,
I mean, obviously Ben Simmons
against the Spurs specifically, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a different situation, but
yeah,
at least against 29 other teams, I still think Chet Holmgren is a very good player.
Yeah.
29 from the Atlanta Hawks, Jalen Johnson. He's close to the top 25. He's up there. I could see the argument for sure.
I just think like I would have had him as an all-NBA player last year. I think totally he had an all-NBA season, so I have him top 15, if it was my list personally. But
totally fair.
Yeah.
28, from the Utah Jazz. Your favorite power forward. Jaren Jackson Jr.
I just wish he would rebound. That's all.
I know you do.
He's 6'11".
Last year, obviously, he was hurt. It's kind of wonky. Has to, like, prove it again, but still an awesome defender, still a crazy shooter for his size. I believe in the Jaren Jackson project, but there is some more skepticism there than there has been in the past, maybe.
Yeah.
27. Speaking of guys who need to step up in the playoffs, who play the power forward and center positions, from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Evan Mobley.
You probably have him in the 30s, but it is what it is.
All right. 26. From a team as of yet undetermined, LeBron James.
I would have him 25, but it is what it is.
Well, at 25...
It's Joel Embiid, isn't it?
From the Philadelphia 76ers, Jaylen Brown.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Can't even like the guy now that he's on our own
he's
team.
He's a good player. He's a top 25 player. He's very good. He's a
top 6 MVP candidate, dude. Come on now.
He's a very good player. I voted him third team All-NBA, if I recall. 24. From the Knicks. OG Anunoby.
Okay.
23.
I'm sorry. I'm partially tired, but also done with your shenanigans of disrespect.
It's not a shenanigan, Lucas.
It's like the little the place with the mozzarella sticks and the stuff on the wall.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never seen Super Troopers?
No.
Homework. Watch okay. Super Troopers.
All right. I see. There's a new one coming out.
Yes, there is. Well, watch the first one first, obviously.
Okay. And
for any kids watching this, do not watch Super Troopers.
Okay. Yeah. I will do my homework. 23.
Yes, do your homework.
Another guy who was hurt for a lot of last year. From the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jalen Williams.
Yeah. I probably have Jalen Brown and LeBron James ahead of him.
Sure.
I mean, even when he was healthy, he was only averaging 16 points a game last year.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever really 100% last season, but
no,
we'll see what happens. This will be a year for both of those Jalens to prove their worth. 22, from the Nuggets out of Denver, Jamal Murray.
Okay.
21, from the Minnesota Timberwolves, a guy who I still support and frankly think was really awesome last year in hindsight, looking through it all, and who I really moved up my board once I was putting this together, LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
20, from the Houston Rockets. You know who it is, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
19. This one was tough because of injuries and various other factors, but I still believe his ceiling is among the highest in the NBA. He's from your beloved Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
And his name is Joel Embiid.
I mean, keeping him in the top 20 seems appropriate. I know, like, the Ringer probably had him in, like, the 40s or 60s. Yep. Or, yeah.
I am at 43, I believe. Which I think is ridiculous.
A little bit ridiculous, yeah.
18. I think maybe the only Phoenix Sun on this list. The shout out to Dylan Brooks, who I considered.
Dylan should definitely have been considered. Yeah.
Devin Booker is 18.
Yeah, I don't like the... I mean, I understand why he's doing the number change, and I respect him, but I don't like going to 15 after being number one.
Yeah.
You're not Kobe Bryant.
A bit strange.
Yeah.
Ooh. 17. Another guard out of Kentucky. From your Philadelphia 76ers. His name is Tyrese Maxey.
So you see the three best players on the Sixers being in this order. Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, and Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
See, I just don't have that. In my head, I think it's Jaylen Brown, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid.
Totally valid. I think they're all very good players. I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
On different nights, one of them's going to be the best player. 16.
Mm-hmm.
from the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo. Lucas has turned off his camera.
No. I mean, look, I was just making sure, conferring with the league to make sure that he's not going to get fined, which he's not.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo has knocked out Lucas, and he cannot finish the pod.
I mean, I wish I was knocked out. I'm tired. Okay. I mean, that's fine. 83-point game.
Still very good on defense.
Yeah.
We'll see how that Miami situation works out this year. 15. From the Toronto Raptors. Scotty Barnes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't hate that.
All right. 14. From the New York Knicks, the reigning champs, and maybe their best player in the playoffs, Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
13, from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, okay.
12, from the Golden State Warriors, the splash god himself, Steph Curry.
Okay.
11, from the Minnesota Timberwolves, from my beloved alma mater of the University of Georgia, Anthony Edwards.
See, that's where I feel like he has to be a top 10 guy. That's just,
we'll talk through the top 10. Okay. The top 10 was tough. I think that's a fair reaction. At 10, I have Cade Cunningham from Detroit, obviously.
Yeah, okay, he's a top 10 guy.
At 9, I have Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, reigning Finals MVP.
Okay, I think that's the one.
Let's talk about 8 through 7. Okay. I have Tatum at 8, and I have Halliburton at 7. Obviously, Halliburton is coming back from a major injury, and we haven't seen him in a year, and he's had multiple health things. He's had singles. So
I think you got to talk. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton deserves to be in the top 10 until he shows that he's still himself.
That is a totally valid argument. I'm really going based on where I had him before I got hurt, and I'm willing to adjust accordingly if he doesn't look like himself. So that is like the caveat to having Ant at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum at 8, I feel pretty good about.
Yeah, that's fine.
6 of the Toronto Raptors, we think. Kawhi Leonard.
That's a big if.
It's a big if on many levels at this point. Will he even be allowed to play next year? We don't know 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really, really good this past season. He was finally healthy. If he can do it again, I think 6 is a good spot. If he can't, again, I will adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
At 5, from the LA Lakers, Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that's fine.
At 4, for the Miami Heat, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's fine.
At 3, from the OKC Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wow, I expected more of a reaction.
No, I mean, this is this checks out of my head.
At 2, from the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama.
Okay, I'm a little surprised about that one, but not totally.
And at 1, you all know who it is. It's Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets.
Let me ask you, if Victor would have led the Spurs to a championship, would Victor be number 1 on your list here?
Probably. I can't lie.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you're holding playoff failure against them. That's fair. I mean, that's
not fine. Really. So I think Wimby still has room to grow offensively. He's like the greatest defensive player maybe ever. And maybe I should have him at 1 just based on that. But the Knicks,
I gotta see it.
Trouble.
Yeah.
And I still think Jokic is maybe the greatest offensive player of his generation. At least the post-LeBron generation.
Yeah. All right, well, look, we'll see. All right.
So I gave Jokic the edge. I think you could put any of those 3. 1 and very justified. So
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. And look, I think I have more problems with the end of your list than the beginning. I mean, the in the 190s and who's left off the list than so much the top of the list.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Other notable guys I left off, Tumani Kamara from Portland, very good defender.
Yeah.
Anthony Black in Orlando, who could have a big bounce back year now that he's healthy. I mentioned Draymond. I considered Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah.
If he could do anything defensively, I'd think more of him. Chris Dunn, if he could do more offensively, I'd probably put him higher. But
that's
Chris
fair.
Dunn is very good.
You know, the thing is, like, in college, he was one of the best scorers at the time when he was at Providence. Yeah. That's the crazy part.
He's really had he had to reinvent himself after he kind of flamed out there for a second. So I give him a lot of credit. I considered Pods from, you know, Pajimski from Golden State. Yeah. I considered Julian Champagny from San Antonio. Dylan Brooks, Jared McCain, Kobe White, Rui Hachimura, DeJounte Murray, Jaime Jaquez, Tobias Harris, all those guys were under consideration at various points. But
that's fair.
That's where I landed. I kind of wanted to sneak Dean Wade on there, but I realized that would not be feasible.
No, it's not. All right. Look, man, not a terrible list. You've had worse.
Oh, thanks. So,
yeah.
All right.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up. You can see this list in typed form on Twitter and TikTok sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening, as always. And you can follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and on YouTube. If you want to check us out on social media, we're on TikTok at The Sixer Sense. We're on Twitter at Sixer Sense. I'm at ClanNBA. Lucas is at CoachJ_20.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, peace out. Go Sixers. LeBron. We'll talk soon. Welcome to Philly, man.
Yeah.
Bye.
Deuces.